You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight I'm talking to Sculklo, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town. Can you believe it? It's July the 1st, Skulk. I've been talking about this all day. My theme of the week has been the second wave, but this is the second half now. Let's talk about the second half. Can it possibly be as enticing, as interesting and compelling and also frustrating as the first 6 months?
It is unbelievable. What a year. You know, this time of year, you just say, well, soon we'll be walking around in shopping centres, starting to listen to Boney M. It seems like this.
No, wait a second. What are you talking about, Boney M? What has Boney M got to do with this?
Oh, this usually when we start doing Christmas shopping, I don't know, you know, your neck of the woods.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
When we start doing Christmas shopping, that is sort of festive with Boney M playing in the background.
The Rivers of Babylon. Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I think we might have to just, you know, buy or download our Boney M. That's the one. That's the one.
I don't know why you brought that up, but anyway, my question was, can it possibly be as, I don't know if exciting is the right word, but as volatile as the first 6 months, the second 6 months, that is?
They say hope is not a strategy, but this time around, I'm seriously going to say I really hope not.
Yes.
It's been a horrible, horrible 6 months. Well, it's sort of broken up into two quarters. Now, let's put it out there. The first quarter was actually the bad part of 2020. I mean, this latter 3 months or this past 3 months has been phenomenal. I mean, I looked at some data today, and in terms of, you know, month in June, and you know, it's been phenomenal. I mean, okay, let's run through a few of them because we can get to some of the news for today, but a few things that actually stood out. So let's start off, and we're not going to go into this debate again about South Africa being good and the rest of the world bad and vice versa, because this is not a conversation, you know, on South Africa being good or bad. But this is South Africa, you know, showing some signs of recovery. You know, June was a strong month. So let's start off with the most basic data. When we look at the difference between the MSCI Emerging Market Index, yes, and the MSCI World Index, this has been the biggest difference, you know, in the favor of the Emerging Market Index since December 2018. And even if you, you know, to take it back, you know, for the past 5 years, this is pretty much one of the biggest run that we've seen in the emerging market index. So that's the first tick. You know, we keep on talking about risk on, risk off. So clearly, when we look at June must have been the you know, we've had that April, May, where we saw, you know, a general recovery, mostly driven by, let's call it, you know, developed markets. Latter part of May, specifically June now, we've definitely seen the, you know, emerging markets. And here's the big caveat. I mean, yes. So when we look at the performance of the MSCI World Index, you know, all country world index, we're looking at a performance of about, let's call it, you know, just over 3% in dollar terms. Compare that to the emerging market index, you know, we're looking to, you know, at a performance of over 7%, you know, to be exact, you know, 7.35%. Over that same month, which is June, the South African index had a growth in dollar terms of 9.1%. Now people will say, "Ah, oh, that's it. That's just luck." I mean, this is the second month in a row that this has happened. Now, West Africa has outperformed both the MSCI Emerging Market Index and also the MSCI World Index. So, I think that's it. You know, in general, it's definitely a positive sign. You know, a few more positive signs. We've seen, you know, for the first time since January this year, where foreigners have been net buyers of South African bonds. So that, you know, again, another, you know, huge positive for me. And thirdly, you know, the mighty czar, you know, the rand that's taken a lot of flack, you know, over the past few years. And please, do not attack me. I know that 17 rand is not even close to where we started off, the, you know, the 14 rand levels.
Yes.
Yeah, beginning of 2000. Again, is this not good, bad? We're talking about signs of recovery, because we kept on saying, if we turn the clock back, 3 months, we said, you know, this is going to, you know, if we follow a similar trend or similar movement compared to what happened to the Brazilian real after they got downgraded to junk, which was basically September 2015, they saw a sharp decline, you know, just after the announcement, very much like, you know, what we've seen happening to the rand. And then for the following 2 years, the Brazilian real had a very strong, you know, outperformance, or, you know, it strengthened against the dollar. Now, we've seen that. We've seen the rand, you know, weaken to over 19 rand after the downgrade. Now trading, you know, today, very strong. We're looking at a rand that is today, again, 2% stronger, touching, flirting with that 17 rand. But, you know, just to get back to my monthly figures, when we, you know, compare, look at the rand in June, firstly, it improved 1.3% against the dollar and also improved against both the euro and the pound in June. But, you know, when we compare it to, you know, the other BRIC currencies, it was the best performing, you know, BRICS currency, you know, by country mile. So we tend to focus on all the negatives, all the things that, you know, that's bad. Bad in the South African market, bad in the South African economy, bad in terms of the South African currency. I kept on saying, remember, there's a lot of stimulus that's been pumped into this market. There's a definite will to try and improve this. And I think June was definitely a month that we can chalk it up as a smaller victory.
Dollar rand 1.1% better during the month. Over the quarter, 2.9% better. Over the year to date, though, 24% weaker. You can say what you like. You can say that we've had a good June and this and that, but the rand is 24% weaker than it was on January the 1st. So I don't think so. Year to date, 24% down. It's an appalling performance.
It is, and you know, we should remember where we, you know, the environment. You know, you were talking about here we are. I hope that the remainder of 2020 is going to be less eventful. This has been bad. It's been bad for every single country in the world, but definitely emerging markets were definitely affected a lot. You know, a lot worse. And secondly, and I think more importantly, we had the actual downgrade. We had the actual downgrade to junk. So it's a fact. We needed to see some reaction. We saw the reaction. Now it's to see, you know, what are we looking at the second half of this year? Do we bet against it? Do we say, you know, 17 rand, the current level we're trading, this is what we were waiting for. Now it's time to take out, you know, some more money, go invest offshore. Or might this be the first step to a recovery, maybe closer to that 14 rand levels again? I think that there will be different opinions. I know what mine is.
Well, I don't. What is it?
Well, Lindsay, I do think we're going to follow the same route that the Brazilian real did. I do think that we when we look at our economic figures in South Africa, it's definitely not. I mean, let's not try and justify anything. I don't want to be that guy, you know, or like my kids usually done. And they said, but you know, the other kids in the class were a lot naughtier. You know, you don't look at me. I was naughty. So I don't want to be that person. But, you know, when we compare our you know, the current economic state of South Africa, it's bad. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. And that is reflected in our share price, in inverted commas, which is our currency. But we're not, I would say, not as bad as a lot of countries out there. And we still got a lot going for South Africa, you know, specifically, you know, resources. Would we necessarily have a repeat of, let's call it, that period between 2003 and 2008, where we had this big demand from China that's, you know, helped, you know, us as a commodity producing country? No, not necessary. But do not think for 1 second that it would have no effect. I mean, today, you know, this morning we were looking at a gold price that was moving closer, ever so closer to that $1,800 mark. When we look at, you know, things like platinum, palladium, this is commodities that we actually, you know, big miners of. You know, we're rich in these type of commodities. I do think that could play and have an effect, and
I think volatility is going to become the watchword of the next 6 months. We've gone down in the first 6 months. We've gone up in the first 6 months. It's been a V-shape. And I don't know what letter is going to be characterising the next 6 months. But anyway, yeah, let's have a look at a couple of headlines here. You look at CNBC.com. The oil price has had its best quarter, is it 6 months? Anyway, in 30 years, I think in 30 years. Anyway, the oil price has recovered dramatically. Next headline, US private payrolls increased less than expected in June and employers announced more than 170,000 layoffs, strengthening views that the labour market and broader economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic would be a long slog. So, you know, you can say what you like about the stock market and about Amazon and about Google and everything else and Facebook. But unfortunately, on the ground level, people are still losing their jobs. And let me just look at one other thing as well, because it interested me strangely. The news is different between Main Street and Wall Street. US manufacturing activity hits a 14-month high. So you've got all these different indicators. Do you look at macro or do you look at micro? Do you look at companies? What do? You can't ignore the macro headlines, no. But you must just look at company valuations. Is that the way you do things, Skulk?
I think company valuations currently is difficult because we do not know what the full extent of COVID is going to be. Because here we're looking at a few results again today, and we're not going to be, because a lot of these companies are very, very small.
Yes.
The likes of the Steinhoffs weren't small. We know that 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I think most of the results that comes out, you know, gives us an idea of what things look like up to the end of March. But we don't know. But now we're going into reporting season for the US. And I think July is going to be a very interesting month in the stock markets, because now we're going to start seeing the full effect, you know, of what COVID or lockdown, so to speak, you know, what was the effect, the physical effect on these companies. South Africa might take a little bit longer because, remember, we report mostly on a six-monthly basis, where when we look at the US, they report on a quarterly basis. So I think this month is going to be very, very interesting. Your comment on the oil price, I thought was extremely funny because...
It's a base effect, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, no, it is. Because, you know, we were looking at a oil price last month, which was phenomenal. I mean, again, 16% up in dollar terms. So, yes, it's been a wonderful, wonderful period for the oil price. If we turn the clock back to May, I mean, the oil price increased, wait for it, in May alone, 39%. So it's 39% it increased in May, and it was 16% in June. Yet, when we look at the year-to-date, the Brent oil price is still 38% down in dollar terms. 12 months is still 38% down. That's the full effect of COVID-19. This is what we're looking at. So, back to your question, I think there's some signs of you know, things maybe we're a little bit too negative. I mean, today, I think reason why we might see the rand, you know, flirting with the 17 rand level again. PMI, very strong movement. We saw the manufacturing PMI rose to, you know, 53.9% in June, which from the 50.2, you know, previous month. So already there, you know, we're looking at better than expected kind of figures. And then the new vehicle sales. Who would have thought that we would have seen that type of new vehicle sales in South Africa? We look at year on year, you know, 30.7% year on year. I mean, yes, it came off a very low base. You know, pretty much no vehicles were sold in it's called February, March. But I mean, what a pop! What a pop!
Have you bought a car in the last 2 months?
No, not at all. You know, I think the better question will be is how many times, you know, have I driven my car in the past 2 months, which is also very, very little. But still, you know, there's quite a bit of new vehicle sales that came through in South Africa, and that definitely helped us. So.
Excellent. Let's have a look at the markets now. A dollar rand is 17.11. Really, really good performance. 1.5% better for the mighty rand. The British pound against the rand is 21.31, which is a 1.25% move to the upside for our currency. And the euro rand is 19.26, with the euro dollar 1.1265, which is actually a weaker dollar, a stronger euro. So, yeah, but not to the extent that the rand has interpreted it as. The gold price down to $1,761, down $20 an ounce, or 1.1%. The platinum price is down $23 an ounce to $808. Crude oil, let me give you that before you give me the Palladium price. West Texas is unchanged at $39.33, we'll call it. And Brent crude oil, $41.51, just up very, very slightly, up around about 0.5%. Where's Palladium, please? Scalp below.
Palladium is flirting with that $1,900, so that's down 1.6% for today. And it's trading at this current moment literally just below $1,900.
I've got the S&P just coming off a little bit now. It's only just slightly high. Give me the S&P, NASDAQ, and Dow Jones live prices, please, Scalp.
So as we currently speak, Dow Jones just went to negative territory. So they are down. Yes. They were under pressure in the futures the whole day. You know, when the jobless claims did not disappoint, or the employment didn't disappoint, it actually went into positive territory and opened positive. But it's now down 30 basis points. The S&P 500 is still in positive territory, but only just. You know, trading at 3,103 points, so that's up to 10 basis points. And the NASDAQ, that's looking strong again today. That's up 40 basis points, again over 10,000 points.
On the upside today on the JSE, I've got Telkom up 6.5%. Can you believe it? This thing has nearly doubled in price. ₹31.57 a share. Pan African Resources up 5.4%. Harmony up 5.1%. Despite the fact that the gold price is weaker and the rand is stronger, I don't understand that one for a moment. Life Healthcare 5.1% up. Hammerson up 4%. On the downside, Barlow World. Ouch, not good at all. Down 7.25%. Italtal down 6.1%. Kumba Iron Ore, Skalk, is nearly 5% down. PSG Consult down 4.5%. We'll skirt over that one. And Northam down 4.3%. Anything out of those, outside of those that you're looking at?
No, not really. We saw, you know, Hammerson, today bring out a business update. The market liked that. That's one thing also that, you know, slowly but surely, you know, I know that a lot of these are, you know, offshore property stocks, but property sector, you know, recently had a very nice recovery. We saw the local property sector in June, you know, it increased its value of over 13%. So I think a lot of the investors are now getting back to say, well, let's start looking. You know, these property stocks are not going to go under in totality. Let's go and try and find these companies that will survive. You know, it's the stronger balance sheets. And clearly, you know, the Hammerson announcement today caught the market a little bit offside, because that's up over 4% today. And also Sirius, also a real estate company. And they also said, well, when they look at the annualized, you know, rent roll at the end of June, you know, compared to the end of March 2020, it only reduced by, you know, to put it in percentages, it's only down 0.5%. That naturally helped the share price today, and that's also up 4%. So a little bit of a comeback in property stocks, you know, clearly.
Okay, give us the closing indices on this first day of the second half of 2020, the first day of the new month, the new quarter, and the new half year. JSE indices, please.
So the JSE all share ended the day at 53,788. That's down 1.1%. Resources were affected the most negative. We were looking at a resource index that is down 2.6%. Industrial index down 33 basis points, and the financial index, that's also down, you know, 31 basis points. So most of the weakness, or let's call it the negativity in the market today was driven by resources, which is the lower commodity prices and also stronger rand.
It's July the 1st, and on this day, many, many years ago, the following people were born. Pamela Anderson, do you remember her?
Can I forget her?
1967, she was born on this day. Princess Diana, oh, goodness me, I still miss her. 1961, she was born. Missy Elliott was born on this day in 1971. Dan Aykroyd, 1952, was born on this day. Yeah, there's quite a few people out there. But anyway, it's the start of a new half year, and I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Skulklow, thank you very much for your time this evening. Skulklow is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow, and Skulk will be back with me tomorrow morning for the opening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.